The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sechah Sukkah Davtes. The Gemara on Davtes Amid Aleph quotes a memra, Kishem Shechal Shem Shemayim Ala Chagigo, Kach Chal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah. The Gemara tells us that that Sukkah is Aser Ba'anoh, just like Chagiga is also has Kedusha and it's Aser Ba'anoh, similarly the Sukkah is Aser Kol Shiva Hayomim, and today it would be all 8 days of Sukkot. Now what I'd like to discuss today, Be'ezras Hashem, is what exactly is the Isra HaNoh, on what is the Isra HaNoh Chal, what is the chomer of the Isra HaNoh, what is the type of Isra, and what is the Isra Chal on, or which elements of the Sukkah is the Sukkah Chal. So to begin, we'll discuss Tosis on the Avtetz Manal Dibri HaMaschel Minayin. He said that he quotes the Gemara Kishem Shechal Shem Shemayim Al Chagigo, that Shem Shemayim is Chal on the Sukkah, and he says that it's Mashma, that it's Dari Raisa. So just like the Isra HaNoh, the Kedusha of the Chagigo is also Mid Dari Raisa, similarly the Isra Sukkah that we're discussing is Aser Midori Raisa. Tosis asks that in Masechet Shabbos and Masechet Beitzo, it's mashma that the Isser HaNoh of the Sukkah is merely Drabonon. It's a regular Isser of Sukkah of Mukta, like we find by Shabbos, that anything that cannot be used, or Chsar Kis, is different types of Muktois, but all those Muktois are Isserim Drabonon. And it's mashma in the Sechah Shabbos and Beit, so that the Yisra Sukkah is merely Drabonon. So there are three terutzim in the Rishonim. As to how to reconcile this seeming stira, that here it's mashma, it's Daraisa, and in other places in Shas, it's mashma, it's Drabonon. Rabbeinu Tam brought down in Tosis, says, he answers that whatever is needed for the actual Sukkah, that's also a Daraisa. But whatever is more than the shear, let's say you have four defanos, so the fourth doifen is not needed, or you have more schach than necessary, so that extra would only be osur midarabanan, and the siva of that iser is because it's mukta for a mitzvah, it's mukta. In the beginning of Yom Tov, it's Muktzah for the special mitzvah, so therefore there's an Isra Midrabanan to touch it. But this Shem Shemayim that's Chal on the Sukkah, like a carbon, that's only on what's necessary mamish for the actual Sukkah, but not the Tosefos. The Re answers a different terrace. The Re says that while the Sukkah is still standing, that's where you have this Isra D'Oraisa. The Gemara that discusses that's mashma, that's only midrabanan, is talking about where the Sukkah fell down. The Ramban tells us that it has another answer, that no, both more than the shear and even if it fell down, that would be midai raisa. But what's midrabanan is if it's muktzah for the last day where there's no mitzvah anymore, but it's still Yom Tov, that's where you only have the Yisr Derabbanan. And that's where we paskin the Chumra, that any part of the Sukkah, it would be also HaNoh. There happens to be a Machlokes Rishayim between the Rosh and the Rambam. The Pashtus, whenever we talk about a Sukkah, the needs of the Sukkah has to be made of this material, that material, throughout the Masecht, as we know, it always refers to the Schach. The Schach has to be also. And the schach has to be, so is Gari V'yokev, the schach is what has all the dinim. So says the Rosh, this halacha as well, the Isra HaNoh that we see in our Gemara is also only on the schach. The Rambam argues, and the Rambam says no, that it's the Isra Midai Raisa of HaNoh Sukkah, that not only does it apply to the schach, but it also applies to the Tfanis, and that's what we paskin. That there's an Isra Midai Raisa on the Tfanis as well. The Noi Sukkah, that would only be a Isra Drabanan, and we'll discuss it a little bit later. Now, what the nafkamina between the Rosh and the Rambam is if it helps to make a Tanah. usually muktzah is if something is set aside for a specific thing. It's set aside for Shabbos. It's set aside for Isser. It's set aside for mitzvah. It has it in muktzah because it's set aside for a certain thing. And hoyel v'skatzoy ben hashmashos is skatzoy for the whole entire yomtiv, and that Isser would remain. However, if you made it tonight, I'm hanging this in the sukkah. I'm building this into the sukkah. Then the Isser Mukta should really not apply because it has to be Mukta for the whole Yom Tov. But if I clearly speak out that I don't want to set this aside in the Yom Tov, but rather I want to be able to take it apart during Yom Tov, that should work. So according to if the Isser, it would not be an Isser of Mukta, but it falls into the Isser in our Gemara of Kishem. So that has nothing to do with the human being setting it aside for this specific purpose. That has to do with an Issa D'oraisa that's placed Bal Korcho against the will, that it's automatic Issa, that it's an automatic Issa that attaches itself to the sukkah. Even if it's a Tanai, so a Tanai would not work. So La Locha L'maisa on the Tfani, since we paskin that the Tfanis are also subject to this Isser. So Mela, the Isser D'oraisa would apply, and a Tanai would not help. However, the Noi Sukkah, the decorations of the Sukkah, it also has a Mitzvah Isser Mokta, but that Lekula Alma is not part of this special Mitzvah of Kishem Shizkatsoi, Erev Shavuot, so it's Kishem Shem Shemayim Al Chagigo, Kach Chal Al Sukkah, and therefore tonight definitely would help. Now, what type of Isser is Usser to do with the Isser? The Tan says that the only Isser Hano that this Isser creates is only something that's Mevatelis as Kedusha Sukkah. Something that would take the Sukkah and Mevatelis Kedusha. For example, to take a piece of a little splinter out of the walls of the Sukkah or out of the Schach of the Sukkah and use it for a toothpick. You're being Mevatel the functionality of the Sukkah, and therefore that would be the Yisr Hano, the Yisr of Shem Shemayim al Sukkah. However, different Hano, to just be Nana and enjoy, let's say, the smell, or enjoy the shade, or enjoy obviously the shade, or even that would be Mutter. Now this answers a very serious question that's posed by the Oynig Yom Tov. The Oynig Yom Tov in Orach Chaim Simon Tes asks, then how are we allowed to sit in the Sukkah when it's raining? When it's raining, we're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah. So we're merely getting Hanah from the Sukkah. So how are we allowed? It should be usher to sit in the Sukkah while it's raining because you're be benefiting from the Sukkah, Shaloi B'Mokah Mitzvah, and that would be considered Hanah. So according to the Taz, this question does not start. According to the Taz, the only Isser is when you're Mevatel, the Kedusha of Sukkah, but there's no Isser just being Nehenev for the Sukkah. Now something that comes to mind on a very practical level is l'cha'ira, what happens if a person builds a sukkah in the middle of Yom Tov? So the halacha is that not only if you build a sukkah in the beginning of Yom Tov, there's a chal shem shemayim on the sukkah, but if a person builds a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, it also becomes also about no. And this can raise a question in regards to the new sukkahs that are being marketed, that are disposable, so to speak, sukkahs that a person could pitch his sukkah, go to an amusement park in Chol HaMoed and pitch his sukkah next to his car and then dismantle it. And l'chaira, once he pitches his sukkah and sits in the sukkah, then it's chal shem shemayim al sukkah. One can raise the question, are we allowed to then fold it up and mevatel the sukkah if it's chal shem shemayim in the sukkah? As a matter of fact, in the Sefer Maisa Ish, which brings down psukim from Maron Harav El Yoshev Zechrena Levracha, it's quoted there that to dismantle a sukkah on sukkahs, to build and dismantle could be a chesaron of kishem shechal shem shemayim al ha'chagigo kach chal shem shemayim al sukkah, and therefore one might want to be machmir, although if one looks at the Pesachei Tshuva in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Ches Siv Katan Gimel, as well as Tuf Reish Lamed Zayin Sif Cotton Aleph, there it would be Mashma Lekula, and the explanation could be, as we stated earlier, where the only Isser is to be Mevatel L'Shem Sukkah, to take something and use it for another tashmish, but to be nene from the sukkah. Or there's also a Ramban that's quoted that it states that if somebody wants to dismantle a sukkah and build another sukkah, that would be acceptable to use those same wood and the same tzchak for a different sukkah, that would be acceptable on Yom Tov. The only problem is, which is literally the reasoning why Rabbi Yashar said it's kedai roi lahachmir, is if you're going to be taking this apart, at, you know, to build another sukkah in another place, that could be like the Ramban says would be okay, because you're dismantling in order to build another sukkah. But if it's the last time, let's say, that you're going to be using the sukkah, so the reason why you're dismantling it is not to build another sukkah. Maybe next year you'll build sukkahs, but this year not. One can declare, is dismantling it this year in order to build it again next year on sukkahs, is that considered mutter, like the Ramban says, or is it roi lahachmir not to do that? Something else that we might take into consideration is maybe somebody were to leave sukkahs early, and I would be going to another place, and they may want to ask maybe a goy to dismantle it, which, you know, not necessarily would be something that would be permitted, depending on the circumstance. But that would be another thing, on sukkahs itself, there would be another point to consider, and that is, are we allowed to take a sukkah and make it lose its shame sukkah on sukkahs because of this concept that we're dealing with of kishem shechal shem shemayim ala chagig kach shechal shem shemayim ala sukkah. Now, in regards to the noy sukkah, so the halacha is that the noy sukkah is only has this issue of muktz. It doesn't have the issue of d'oraisa, and therefore tonight would definitely help. And if noy sukkah falls in the middle of Yom Tov, so if it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, a person is not allowed to touch it. Chol Hamoed, the person would be allowed to touch it and hang it back up. There wouldn't be the isser noah that of the rice that we talked about, but rather a person would be allowed to take the noy sukkah and hang it back up. And the person also speak out that there are those that would hang hadassah in the sukkah, and that would be mutter, that would be allowed to smell on sukkahs. If a person wants to hang fruit and he wants to be able to eat it later on in sukkahs, a person would be able to make that tonight, and through that tonight a person would be able to eat the fruit later on in sukkahs. If at the time we hung it up it was with tonight, that the muktza would not remain for the entire yantif, it would only be insofar that he would not need or want to eat the noy sukkah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.